Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our lines are already full. Are you surprised? So use our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show to answer the question, are you ready for Anthony Weiner to make a political comeback? Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or as we finish up with some of the callers who are now on hold, you can try to get in at 212-433-WNYC. Why are we raising this question? Well, according to the New York Post this weekend, Weiner has a huge campaign war chest still intact. He's eligible for a lot of public matching dollars if he runs for a city office next year, and reportedly is seriously considering whether to test the waters for a mayoral run, or if the public isn't ready for that, perhaps a run for New York City public advocate. Folks, would it matter to you which office? Here's a comment that already came in from, let's see, Mariana in Brooklyn, who says, yes, he should run. I've missed him so. But the title Mayor Weiner doesn't sit well with me. A less prominent post to start would be more appropriate, writes Mariana from Brooklyn. Frank from Manhattan writes, Anthony Weiner should return to elected office, and I believe he shouldn't have resigned in the first place. CG from Manhattan writes, I wouldn't consider supporting Anthony Weiner's candidacy for dog catcher. He appears to be a liar, and he seemed to use his position to cultivate sexually charged relationships with women. So there you get an idea just from what people are writing in that folks are all over the map on this. 212-433-9692. Dwight on Staten Island, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Thank you, Brian. I would support his candidacy, and I agree with one of the commenters you were reading who I never thought he should have resigned. He was a lion for the Democratic Party, especially on the issue of health care when he got on the air and made a couple of really salient points. And I think it's terrible that Democrats have this tendency to always throw Democratic lions under the bus when conservatives and Republicans rally around their worst offenders. There is nothing that is offensive enough that you can say, if you look at just Rush Limbaugh, and his comment recently about that young lady, there's nothing you can say that is beyond the pale in conservative circles, yet somehow every time a Democrat does the slightest thing wrong, like what is a cyber sex scandal, somehow that person has to be sent into exile.
How about what that commenter who I read from wrote? He appears to be a liar, and he appeared to use his position to cultivate sexually charged relationships with women. Should that be a disqualifier? For some time, for all time, nothing?
I don't. Maybe I'm very liberal in this regard, but I don't think it's much of a distinguishing thing to say that a man used status to try to attract women. A man used status to try to attract women, that's not much of a headline to me.
Married man, elected official.
But he wasn't having sex with anyone, Brian. I mean, I'm not going to excuse what he did. I think certain parts of it was terrible, especially with his wife being pregnant and lying to her. But that's within their marriage.
Dwight, thank you very much. Kathleen in Manhattan. Hi, Kathleen. Did you hear Dwight? Kathleen, do we have you?
Hi, yes.
Yes, hi.
Hi. So I would not support him for any office. I think the office of mayor is so important. We can't have a person coming into office who's already two strikes down. Do you know what I'm saying? People come into office and we find out stuff about them while they're in office. Okay, you know, but let's not put him into office knowing what we know.
How about the step below? As our listener Mariana wrote, the title Mayor Weiner doesn't sit well with me. A less prominent post to start would be more appropriate. Would you be open-minded to him as a candidate for public advocate?
Yeah, no. I'm part of the public, and I don't feel like his past behavior has been an advocate for me and how I view the world and how I feel people should conduct themselves. This is a public office.
Kathleen, thank you very much. The Post story, of course, being the Post, used every possible lewd double entendre in their story, you can imagine. Some of the more, shall we say, content-oriented lines were that Wiener is, quote, mulling a bid for citywide office next year and seriously considering a mayoral run, multiple sources told the Post. It says Wiener, 47, has even spoken to former staffers about going back to work for him, according to another source, and he wants to run soon because the public match on his campaign funds are due to expire after the 2013 elections. Then it goes on to say he's reached out to Politicos to talk about the landscape, said a former staffer. And the buzz in political circles is that the sext-happy Wiener, as they described him, has a better shot at public advocate, a $165,000-a-year job viewed as a cleansing post where he could put his character issues further behind him as he prepped for a 2017 mayoral run. Sam in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Sam.
Hello. Everything has been said, except for that I said what I called in, except for one thing. I think that politicians get to be politicians because they want to have some of these goodies. The fact that it gets out, it seems only appropriate to what the opposition wants to say about them in order to get them out. But he's done more for his party than for the people that he represented, I should say, than anyone else that I can think of. I'd vote for him, and I'm sure there are loads of other people that would vote for him.
Sam, thank you very much. Judith in Manhattan. Hi, Judith. Would you vote for Anthony Wiener?
Well, I go with Kathleen, and I'm so angry with him for making room for right-winger in the House of Representatives that I can't see how he can do and how dare he compete against such wonderful people we have in the Democratic Party that are running for mayor. I mean, come on, Scott Stringer our controller. These are wonderful people. And to run against them, it's such arrogance. I think he should just get some kind of a very low profile situation where he's helping progressive causes and just doing things to serve and help the Democratic Party. Because you have to have a certain kind of dignity if you're going to be a public servant. You can't just spend your spare time playing on the computer like that. It's ridiculous.
Do you think this is falling along gender lines? I mean, we just have a tiny sample here, but the two men who have been on the air said yes. The two women who have been on the air said no. A very quick glance at the comments page makes me think that it's starting to run along those lines a little bit, that the men are, you know, more easily forgiving of Wiener for this particular thing?
I don't know. I mean, there was a different time when the Kennedys, who had affairs and they were at it like rabbits, but it was okay because they were so wonderful, and it was a different time. But in this time and age, I don't. Maybe the men think it's okay to behave like that, but...
You don't.
No.
Judith, thank you very much. James in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, James.
Hi, Brian. I have an interesting twist on this. When this scandal broke, it became widely known that his wife, whose mother was with the Muslim Brotherhood, that his wife was Hillary Clinton's main assistant. Now, I believe that there was a divine purpose, that the whole purpose of this scandal was that we should know who Hillary Clinton's assistant is. And once the scandal has passed, which it did now, the purpose of the scandal is gone, and he's perfectly all right. We now know who Hillary Clinton's assistant
is. So you're somehow trying to turn Hillary Clinton and her assistants into supporters of Islamist terrorism. So, no, I don't think we have a divine revelation on that at all. Huma Abedin seems to be a very respected American State Department official. Wiener did come on the show recently, by the way, you may remember, to comment on the Supreme Court's Obama health reform law ruling. I asked him if doing the interview and one or two other media appearances that week was putting his toe back into the political waters by talking publicly about the health reform ruling.
This is an issue I care deeply about. I've not stopped caring about it, and the challenges facing the middle class and those struggling to make it. But I'm not putting my toe anywhere. I'm just just going on my favorite radio show and talking about a subject very dear to me.
So we'll see. Maybe, you know, politicians put their toes in the water while saying they are not putting their toes in the water all the time. Gary in Queens was hanging on but isn't hanging on anymore to say Wiener should retire retroactively. Ha, ha, ha. Recalling our last conversation about Mitt Romney and Bain Capital. Let's see. Should we do two more really fast? Chris in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Chris. You got about 15 seconds.
Hey, man. Love the show. My comment is only that all politicians are liars. I think it's kind of a fact and has been for thousands of years. And the fact that we know Wiener's deal makes him actually a little more appealing to me in any way. I don't think it's that atrocious to imagine him running again because we know what skeletons are there.
More appealing?
As opposed to everyone else.
So everybody is doing things that are just as bad. We just don't know about it.
We don't know about it, but we know what Mr. Wiener likes.
Thank you. Susan in Stuytown. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Really quickly, Wiener behaved stupidly and handled it stupidly after the fact, but I am really sick of everyone's sexual business. I don't really care about it. I could be offended every day by something some public figure does, but what's important is that he zealously represented his constituents, and I think he would zealously represent the interests of the majority of citizens of New York City.
Lying, public abuse of his public office.
I understand. I think that's rampant in politics, and I'm not condoning it. I just think that we have to look at, who would be, of the field of people, who would best represent the economic interests of the people of New York, the social interests? And I understand, yeah, it's a bit of a contradiction. He behaved badly and socially, and he did lie. You know, and I didn't hear the whole comment of someone earlier because I was on talking to your producer, but I did come in, somebody talking about Bill Clinton, who also lied. And I think, I think that he was hamstrung because of that in a way that didn't serve the people.
Susan, thank you very much. By the way, speaking of Bill Clinton, did you see Political Animals last night, the premiere? I watched part of it. I'll watch the rest on DVR. Later, we'll do a call-in on things you did over the weekend, concerts, TV shows, movies, bike trips, whatever, and whether you'd recommend them for others. Maybe you watch the premiere of Political Animals and want to give us a quick review later on, speaking of the Clintons or fictional characters based on the Clintons. But thank you for all your calls. Maybe this call-in will provide some meaningful input one way or to the other, who knows, to Anthony Weiner's decision as to whether to get back on the public stage, and if so, to run for which office. We appreciate all your calls. You can keep this going on our webpage at wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.